You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Cattle trail, the cowboys yip and yell when they hear that come and get it gong from the old chuck wagon bell.
Get your cowboy ham and eggs, the guy move that herd along. Get your cowboy ham and eggs when you hear that come and get it gong.
When the sun goes down on the cattle trail, the cowboys lay around waiting just to hear that noise again when they're all chuck wagon bound.
Get your cowboy ham and eggs, you gotta move that herd along. Get your cowboy ham and eggs, when you hear that come and get it gone.
Are two selections, very nice ones, in fact. And the last was Cowboy Ham and Eggs, from the Sweetback Sisters. And you heard the whole band singing there, although the Sweetback Sisters are very talented young musicians, and all and the backup band, of course. And the Sweetback Sisters are Zara Bodie, whom we have known a long time, and very close friends with their family. Emily Miller, and the band is Peter Vitank on bass, Ross Bolanoi on electric guitar, Jesse Milnes on fiddle, and Stefan Amidon on drums and singing, I think. A lot of people are all singing on that one. That was a Roy Rogers tune, and we saw them recently up in Clinton at the Kirkland Arts Center. And if you like that sort of style of of although they do stuff that goes back to Gid Tanner and some Emmett Miller and different people like that, but they do stuff more in the range also of Roger Miller and Hank Williams. If you like that style of country music, which has a melody to it and is very, very enjoyable indeed, you will love the Sweetback Sisters. It's a marvelously talented young group, and I think some of the groups out there now, there's so many young musicians that kind of give me hope for the future, so I'm not going to worry so much. I was worried there for a while, but the young ones are, you know, they're taking it up and they're doing a great job. Speaking of which, we heard Bell Hoppin' Blues by the incredible West End Jazz Band. Who should come out here, by the way? If anybody's listening out here, they can, in this region, in the Northeast, we should have them out here. The Bell Hoppin' Blues, and they're Burning the Iceberg CD, which is on Rivermont. Speaking of great young people who are doing things, all younger than I am. That's what I mean by young. Brian Wright's Rivermont label. We had Andy Shum on cornet, and you had Mike Beeson, who also plays cornet and drums. They both do, and Andy Shum plays everything except accordion. We had Leah Beeson on banjo, Frank Altieri on trombone, John Otto on reeds, and Mike Walbridge on tuba. But great, great band, one of my favorites, and can't wait to see them again. Yes, and everything's linked, so all those people that you heard will be linked somewhere on the site and in emails. This is Radiola, and we're not the weakest link, but we're getting there. And I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, of course. Jack Warner, this is an Emerson. Speaking of cowboy ham and eggs, I was going to persist in the rural mood just a bit with Wait Till the Cows Come Home, and I think they're about due. And this is from 1917.
Way down on the dear old farm, busy chap who's ever wise and wary, finds new danger in the charm, luring him to linger near the dairy. Pretty little milkmaid, finer far than silkmaid, wins him with a smile demure and shy. Oh, the flowery lee, dear, will you roam with me, dear? Then the little maiden makes reply. Won't you wait till the cows come home? Won't you wait till the cows come home? Dear old Brindle Bell and Boss, soon the meadow they will cross. Down the lane at the close of day, once again they will wend their way. Hear them in the dell, dingle dangle bell. Won't you wait, wait, wait by the old red gate? Won't you wait till the cows come home? In the dell, jingle dangle bell, won't you wait, wait, wait by the old red gate? Won't you wait till the cows come home? Thank you.
you're going away. I'll bet you, but I'll bet you that you will regret this day. This isn't the first time you've done it before. Believe me, when you leave me, you're gone forevermore. Wait till you see how different I can be. Wait till you miss those kisses that you got from me. You thought it clever to make me cry, but now you never find a tear in my eye. Wait till you see the smile upon my face. That's when you know that somebody else has filled your place. And when you realize you can't come back to me, how sorry you'll be. Just wait till you see. Wait till you see how different I can be. Wait till you miss those kisses that you got from me. You thought it clever to make me cry, but now you never find a tear in my eye. And will you see the smile upon my face? That's when you know that somebody else has taken your place. And when you realize you can't come back to me, how sorry you'll be. Just wait till you see.
Thank you.
Earl Fuller's famous jazz band, and Ted Lewis is there on clarinet before he went off on his own. The old gray mare just ain't what she used to be, so don't expect much. 1917, Esther Walker, How Sorry You'll Be, Wait Till You See, and that's, 1919, Esther Walker, wonderful, wonderful stuff there. Before that, the Metropolitan Military Band on Emerson. It's probably an Emerson studio group, but there it is. Emerson, one of those 7-inch Emersons, By Heck, 1915, and I've liked that tune ever since I heard the Dorsey Brothers jazz it up, but there it is in its original habitat. Jack Warner, and I don't know who he is, but there he is. Wait Till the Cows Come Home. He certainly brings his vibrato with him. 1917, also on Emerson, 7-inch recording. And this is Radiola, and sometimes a 78 size does matter. They don't play as long. And I'm Andy Senior, and speaking of size, I'm still working on it. Get down a bit, yeah. I've plateaued here. Kate's, not her yet. Speaking of size, we'll get to that later. But speaking of size, there's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1927. Pretty Lips, and it's Bing Crosby and Al Rinker. Harry Barris hadn't come in yet. Ben's Bad Boys, which was the Ben Pollock group, of course, and Ben was there imitating Joseph C. Smith on Yellow Dog Blues from 1929. And you heard Benny Goodman in there, and Jimmy McPartland, and Glenn Miller on his trombone there. Yeah, they're all in there, all the good ones. Before that, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Bell Man on the vocal, I Want to Be Bad. And, you know, sometimes I'm worse than others. If you think I'm bad now, just wait. I'm going to get worse as we go on. And Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Pretty Lips, 1927. And this is Radiola, and, you know, we're freshness dated, but, you know, occasional spoilage may be expected. And I'm your spoiled host, and I'll tell you who I am later. Here's Kate Smith on Love Your Magic Spell Is Everywhere. And this is from one of those Frank Driggs albums for Columbia, Original Sounds of the 20s, 1929. Here it is. Great stuff.
Find you here in my arms tonight. under a Texas moon. Sweet one, let me whisper my love divine. Feel the thrill of your lips on mine under a Texas moon. Desert flowers and the strum of a sweet guitar, fleeting hours and the gleam of each silver star. From afar, farewell. What care I what tomorrow brings? For tonight it's my heart that sings under a Texas moon. Dear one, let the spell of the fading light find you here in my arms tonight under a Texas moon. Sweet one, let me whisper my love divine. Feel the thrill of your lips on mine under a Texas moon. Desert flowers and the strum of a sweet guitar, fleeting hours and the gleam of each silver star. From afar, fair one, what care I what tomorrow brings? For tonight it's my heart that sings under a Texas moon.
Just like I feels today.
Feeling tomorrow
just like I feels today. I'll pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis man with a diamond ring. Pulls that gal around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder and her store-bought hair, God knows that gal of mine, she would not went so far from ya. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue, Lord, as I can be. And that woman's got a heart like a rock has in the sea. Or else she would not went so far from me. I said a black-headed woman make a freight train jump a track. I said a black-headed woman make a freight train jump a track. But a brown-haired gal make a preacher ball the jack. I said a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave the town. I said a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave the town. But a red-headed woman make a boy slap his papa down. I said a blonde-headed woman make a farmer leave the farm. I said a blonde-headed woman make a farmer leave the farm. But the red-headed woman is a woman who does the harm.
Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, 1930. Why did everybody feel compelled to do the St. Louis Blues? I'm glad Guy Lombardo did it, but Rudy sounds like he hasn't suffered enough. I mean, he needs to suffer a little more apparently, but there he is in St. Louis Blues. He's lost one of his cufflinks or something. It's like one of those things. That's pretty sad. Gene Austin, Under a Texas Moon, 1930. And Gene could sing the blues. Rudy wasn't really his element, honestly. Kate Smith, Love Your Magic Spell Is Everywhere, 1929, from Original Sounds of the 20s. Frank Driggs helped produce that, too. And we're going to continue on radio. I'm Andy Sr. with some stuff. I believe you, if I had trouble pronouncing before, this is going to get worse. Because we have Birkus Bella and this orchestra. It says N. Zenokara, but I'm going to pronounce it totally wrong because I'm going to use my Utica phonetic pronunciation on this, which I believe is Hungarian. But the record is worth it, so just bear with me here. And if you're Hungarian, my deepest apologies. Nem hivlak en vissza. Alexander Dobrohodov on the Balalaika, and the reason my pronunciation is one of the reasons I can never work at a classical music station, or probably any other station that matter that actually paid people, but this was Vnyz po Matushki po Volgi. That's what I'm going to go with. 1928 on an OK, recorded in New York. And Alexander Dobrohodov was one of the most amazing musicians of his day playing that, and if you find his records, they're like gold. He was an amazing player. Before that, another amazing player, whose name I can pronounce, Frank Banta with Russian Lullaby, 1927. That's from Upright and Grand. That's from Rivermont, and you should get that too. Everything Brian Wright produces, you should buy it, definitely. Before that, Berkus Bela, Nem Hivlok en Visa, and that's what I'm going with. I don't know when that was recorded. That's on a foreign Odeon release, and I am totally in the dark, but that recording has to be played because it just kills me. It's amazing stuff. This is Radiola, and we do give way to our tastes sometimes, and our tastes are pretty eclectic. Henry Allen and his orchestra from Swing Street, produced by Frank Driggs. 1936, Lost.
Thank you.
Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, Tear It Down, 1930, for no particular reason, off the Associated Transcription, 1936, I should say. I have to get new glasses here, 1936. Before that, also from 36, Lost, Henry Allen and his orchestra. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I told you I wanted to promote Dreaming of a Castle in the Air, and I figured we'd finish with it. And here is my own recording of it on piano. So thank you for spending these hours with me. I appreciate it very much.